Thank you so much for joining us here on Pritch and Clay the Morning Show on Raider Nation Radio on this Metal Friday. This hour, we will have your chance to win a pair of tickets for the Rolling Stones hitting Allegiant Stadium. Win them before you can buy them with Pritch and Clay at 8:45 a.m. We'll take lucky caller number 24, Charles Woodson's jersey number, the Hall of Famer, and you will win a pair of tickets for the amazing concert with the Stones at Allegiant on November 6th. If you aren't able to get through at 8:45, don't forget you can always buy them at rollingstones.com. Tickets will go on sale at 10 a.m. after the show is over. 69187 is the Sam and Ash text line. Interesting text coming in on the Sam and Ash text line because you deserve what's right. You can reach us at 702-365-9200. We'll hear from Derek Carr. Got a conversation with Andre James as well as Nicholas Morrow as well. We'll get to all of that and Henry Ruggs III. Let's find out what the mindset is for the Las Vegas Raiders as they now will be wearing pads and getting on the field over at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center and getting practice underway. Vinny Bonsignor, you know him, you love him. Vinny, the host of In the Huddle, and of course, the big reporter over at VegasNation.com. Las Vegas Review Journal says Kenyon Drake is on the practice field and is ready to go.
Okay, yes. Because I was looking at SI, Raider Maven. And they had Raiders signed free agent running backs Darius Jackson and B.J. Emmons because of the situation with the running backs. I mean, you got the pads on. You can't just have Josh Jacobs taking all the reps, right?
No.
But Kenyon Drake is out there?
As expected, Kenyon Drake on the field at Raiders camp today, according to Vinny. And if you follow him on at Vinny Bonsignor. And let's see. It looks like pads to me.
Okay.
Watching a little 15-second video vignette from Vinny.
Nice.
And it's fun seeing everybody with pads on.
Well, it's good to see Kenyon Drake out there with pads on, too. So, Henry Ruggs, real quick, top 50 jersey sales. Did you see that?
What? Really?
Yes. Yes. How about that? I mean, you know, Derek Carr, Darren Waller, all these guys, they're going to have those jersey sales. Josh Jacobs, right? But Henry Ruggs III, a top 50 jersey right now in the National Football League.
Man alive, that is good. Tell you what, that draft class with all the wide receivers from 2020, I'd have to think that they have all now ranked in the top 50 for jersey sales now.
Well, I think Raider Nation is excited about the prospect that Henry Ruggs III could be wide receiver number one.
Yes.
And so how electric could that be? I mean, we know he's a big playmaker. We saw that last year, glimpses of it. If we see it repeatedly, he could be a star now. And that's the track he should be on. So I see people out in front of that right now. Top 50 jersey sale right now for Henry Ruggs III.
I'm excited about that. That is good because that means you're starting to have faith in his process. And when you hear from Henry Ruggs III and the words that he was saying, the mindset is completely there. I've never heard a more confident and a dude that wants to be like, let's go now because I'm ready to show everybody who I am and what I'm about and where I've been.
Man, he's got the chance, the opportunity to become a star in this league and help the Raiders get to the playoffs and win playoff games. He absolutely has that opportunity in front of him.
I love it. Oh, this is good. This is on the eve of something great here as the season begins now. Pads are colliding over at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center in Henderson, and we'll keep you abreast of all the updates that goes on from there today. Let's go back to the phones before we hear from Derek Carr, 702-365-9200. Out to the windswept mountain lair of Colorado, it's Papa Meech. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, welcome back, Dream Team. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, Papa. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, I like to get my sports information from the print, but my favorite way to get information is really seeing the person interviewed. Mm-hmm. Because then I get to get his voice reflections, his mannerisms, his tone, his kind of personality if he's being asked questions and stuff. So I wonder, my call is kind of themed around recent videos I watched. Of the four I've watched two on Raiders.com that I highly recommend. They're interviews with Tom Flores and Charles Woodson, and they're at least a half hour long, and they're questions by different sports writers. I found them excellent, and I highly recommend anybody in the nation to look at those before the Hall of Fame induction. And so the third one I looked at recently was, you know, I had kind of some preconceptions, I'm sorry, but from print stuff about Aaron Rodgers, and I thought, you know, what's the deal with this guy? Is he being a prima donna? Is he just trying to get all the focus and energy on him and stuff? And then I don't know how you guys felt, and I really would like your input, and then I had one more video to talk about, and that is when I watched his press conference, I like the guy. I know he said how much he loved the Packers, how much he doesn't take anything for granted, that he has appreciated his time there. He loves the fans. He's going to give it his all. And I think he just was complaining about, he just didn't think he was getting much respect. So I took that interview in person after reading all the print and thought, yeah, my feelings about him are changing a little bit. And then the last one I looked at, and I'd like to get your comments on these last two, is a Derek Carr interview, and that blew me away. Last year blew me away when he said, I'm tired of losing. And this year, when he's talking about receivers, hey, and if the receivers aren't going to do the right routes and catch the ball, then we'll get different receiver to do that. And conversely, he said, and if the balls aren't thrown in the right place and stuff, then I know coach will make an adjustment on that too, or something to that effect. And that, like, I almost fell off the floor when he said that. You know, the pressure's on, guys, and Derek knows it, and I think he's going to step up to the plate, and that was a refreshing, candid interview from Derek Carr.
Yeah.
He was talking about as genuinely as you normally hear, Derek, but when he said that about, he even knows that if he's not getting the ball there, someone else will. And if that doesn't tell you that the urgency behind Gruden and Carr and how they want the offense to work isn't at an all-time high, then I don't know what else I can do to convince you.
Yeah, I've never seen a quarterback that candid. And what was your guys' take on the Aaron Rodgers press conference?
Oh, all right. Well, thank you for the call, Papa. I appreciate that.
Hey, thank you, guys.
I don't know. I'm always mixed because Aaron always has a way. If he's able to get on the mic, he'll control it the way he wants to, and no one will ever refute it. So he can say anything, and everyone's going to go along with that because they're programmed to. In that regime, and I don't take anything he says too seriously, because he's a guy that's that uses the media to get what he wants, and well, he should, because he can prove it on the field. So whatever he says is fine by me, but I don't think I hold too much sway in it, because he's a guy that can that's done very well at manipulating and talking the way he wants to, and he controls the narrative. Good for him.
That's a pretty big statement right there, Clay Baker.
And good for him, because he can back it up on the field. Well, that's the basis of this. If you can talk and say whatever you want, but man, you still back it up on the field, go ahead, say whatever you want.
Yeah, back-to-back 13-3 seasons, back-to-back NFC Conference Championship games. I think my perspective as a player is it's rare to see one player have not only the thought process, but the delivery that was impassioned like it was for Aaron Rodgers. What he said comes out of the locker room. What he said comes from a lot of players, not just Aaron Rodgers. So it's not Aaron Rodgers. He was speaking for a lot of players that have come and gone in that organization, and the history of this league too, that in the front office, yeah, we're the equipment. I go back to North Dallas 40 all the time. And the front office thinks of players as equipment. And when we're done with them, we're done with them. But Aaron Rodgers is saying, no, you're not done with me. Or I want more control of my career when you are going to be done with me.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So every player wants that. Not every player gets that. And so what Aaron Rodgers said and how he delivered it, Clay, penetrated, man. It penetrated not only other players, but I'm talking about front offices. And I know there's some media people out there that, oh, these players, they want more power. Yeah, we want control over our career, just like you have control over your career.
What is wrong with that?
Yeah. I saw something from a media. It's funny because it was a player who's in the media now. And he was talking about how media question towards a player would be, how does it feel to jump around to different teams, and you know, do you feel like you're selling out fans? And then this guy chimed back and said, well, look, haven't you worked in several places yourself as a media member? It's not like you haven't been with this paper your entire career, right? You've jumped around to different markets yourself, right?
To better your own life.
Yeah, exactly. So it's fascinating. But no, I thought Aaron Rodgers, what he did and what he said was real, and it was from the locker room. Now we'll see what happens with that situation, and we'll see how people, whether they want to understand it or not. But it resonated with a lot of people.
You're just equipment. You know, you brought that up, like from a front office perspective, the athletes on the field are still just equipment, and like equipment, as the years go on, they age and they need to get replaced because they get used and they need to get updated. And also updated because the game changes to a certain point. It's an interesting analogy that you could work in, and metaphors abound. But for me, it feels like if the NFL wants to get to the next level, they kind of need to change that perception a little bit. They'll always be in control, but they still can't get as far as they want to get $25 billion annually without the players' help.
Yeah, I think the level of payment has changed. So if you're a quarterback and, 25 years ago, you're making $4 or $5 million a year, your equipment. But now you're making $40 million a year. you're no longer equipment. I think there's a partnership developing there. And especially Aaron Rodgers has been a quarterback for 13 years. I mean, that's a big difference. Like, if you're a quarterback, 2-3 years or whatever, I don't know. But, I mean, if you're on that track of being a franchise quarterback, the CEO of the team, then there needs to be a partnership. And that's basically what Aaron Rodgers is stating. So, look, let's communicate, because my job, performance, is depending on who I'm playing with and who I'm comfortable with. Not by numbers and projections and spreadsheets and all this stuff that you have upstairs. And so you need to tap into that, and you need to understand that. Because front offices, coaches, they don't go in the locker room. They don't. It's players in there. Players only. And so you need to have that partnership with somebody that understands the culture in that locker room.
And I think it's time we hear from the Las Vegas quarterback, the Las Vegas Raiders CEO, Derek Carr. In a press conference, he said, and there was some stuff that outlined that I think needs to be looked at and listened to. We'll have it all for you. Also, those tickets to the Rolling Stones, 8:45. We'll give those away. Caller number 24 here on Raider Nation Radio with Pritch and Clay on your Metal Friday.
Yeah, really everyone's new. You know, we have a new offensive line, new right tackle, potentially a couple new starters up front, as you know. Kenyon Drake made his presence felt. He's really interesting. I really like the addition of John Brown. You know, Smoke can still run. And the defensive line, I'm really excited about Phylon. He reported at 296 pounds. He's been out of football for a while. Solomon Thomas, I think he's got a chance to really put it all together here. Quentin Jefferson has some success in this league. And Ngakoue, I just feel Ngakoue. I feel Ngakoue at a different point in his career now. I think he can be a leader and a captain on this team. And a young secondary, I'm most excited to watch these guys compete and play. And I'll be really upset if they're not worth the price of admission.
You know, it goes to reason. There's a lot of new faces here, but there's a lot of guys getting pushed in ways that needs to happen, where competition really breeds that mentality of, this team has got a lot of talent, but not a lot of open spots. And iron sharpens iron at this time of the year, as our good buddy Raider Man always says. On the text line, 69187, we're getting this, a bunch of people sending us pictures of John Gruden catching a pass in Raiders practice, and they wanted to ask Pritch if Coach was catching it with the right hands. Did he have his bottom hand correct?
Yeah, if the ball was coming down, like if it was on his descent on the way down, he had his hands correct. Now, if it was rising, then he's got his hands the wrong way. He just needs to pluck it out in front of him.
Okay, so it's not a matter of positioning your body. It's
no,
like, all right.
No, like you'll see it. Yeah. Coach Gruden's a former wide receivers coach now. If the ball's coming down, then yeah, you're probably going to catch it with your, if he's going to his, like if he's running towards his, well, it's hard to say on radio, right? If he's running across the field.
Okay.
From right to left across the field, and he's got his left hand underneath his right hand, when the ball's descending, then that's the right-hand selection. Now, if the ball's rising, then he's got to turn him over and pluck the ball out the air.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that people were asking if that was the wrong hand or not, but that's with the right hand.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the right hand.
Ball's coming down.
It looks like it's coming down. Yeah.
All right. We'll put that up on Twitter at R&R at 20 a.m. because people have it's grown into a debate, and I don't know where to. I'm glad you ended it.
Okay.
On the Ask Pritch section.
Did he catch it?
He did catch it.
Okay, okay.
People have also commented that he looks like he's lost some weight, like 20 pounds or something.
Really?
Like,
yeah. Okay, Coach Gruden in shape. Nice.
Gruden's got some swagger. I like that. Also, up at R&R 920 AM, we've retweeted some footage from both Vinny Bonsignor and Q Myers out at camp, checking out both the defensive line as well as the offensive line, and we'll get more footage, and we'll retweet that up as it comes
I
in.
I was wondering if you had a remember Mills Lane?
Yeah, the
Let's
great
get it on.
Let's get it out!
I was wondering if you had something like that in the system, because they're about to get it on today, if not already, right, with the pads? Because so many guys were looking forward to putting the pads on. Coaches were looking forward to seeing the guys put the pads on. So it was a Mills Lane moment this morning. Let's get it on,
Let's get it on! I think you're right. I've never heard more players want to put the pads on than this Raiders OTA camp.
Especially the defense.
Yeah.
They want to get after it.
They want to get after it, and yeah. I love that. And when we came back with that thought from John Gruden, like, I'm really excited to see the young guys in the secondary, but also you will be surprised by Quentin Jefferson, Solomon Thomas, Darius Phylon, all the guys that they brought in for the defensive line. As Mike said, Mike has no worries about what's going to be done there.
No. No doubt at all that defense is going to improve. I mean, Gus Bradley, you got to remember, he ascended to a head coaching position because of his prowess defensively.
That's right.
So he knows what the hell he's doing. It's just making sure everybody's on the right page and stay on the same page. And if they can achieve that, the Raiders have more than enough talent defensively to improve this year.
Let's preach. I'm Clay here on your Metal Friday. Let's hear from Derek Carr. And I tell you what, there's some great stuff in this conversation, and one in which he talks about, you know, having Andre James there and being extremely confident in what James can do, even though he got very used to Rodney Hudson. And I think it's very telling what Derek Carr said here. This is a DC from yesterday.
Yes, Andre, someone he's been around for a few years now. So a lot of practice reps with him when Rodney wouldn't practice on a Wednesday or things like that. And, yes, he's a new starting center, but I feel like I've, got a couple thousand reps with him, if that makes sense. Through the practice years, he started the Detroit game for us a while back and did a great job, showed flashes of someone with great understanding and things like that and toughness and all the kind of traits you need at that spot. Obviously, we had Rodney who everyone, would say he's one of, if not the best center in the whole league, and it's hard for a guy like Andre to play in front of that guy. So now that, Rodney is gone, Andre can step in and fill that spot. And I feel super confident that, he's going to do a great job. I'm not going to compare him to anybody, but we haven't put pads on yet. We haven't played any games yet. So I don't want to put any expectations out there for him, but I'm excited for him because he's super smart. And I believe he's a good football player. So our relationship's super close, inviting him to the house, inviting me to come eat some steaks. The steaks they cook over at the O-line place are a little different than the one that I eat, it's been a great relationship so far.
Everyone has said they are confident in Andre James, and then Derek Carr goes and says the same thing when he is asked the same question.
Yeah, I think that was revealing. We talk about vet days around here, but, we don't highlight them. We don't emphasize them. And so you think about Rodney Hudson or just consider the comments from the coaches over the offseason. We got younger and more athletic.
Yeah.
So the vet days, if you start to have a lot of vet days on particular days, you wonder if that slows you down, if you can't prepare for certain things. And so, but you also at the same time with vet days get a look at somebody else. And like, hey, man, he looks pretty good. Right? So it's fascinating how it all circles back because on one hand, as a player, especially an older player, mm-hmm. you don't want coaches thinking about other players.
Never.
But because of vet days, the coaches started thinking about other players, and Andre James is one of those players. You see how that circle works?
Because they keep using that word availability, and that kind of rolls into that motion of availability, doesn't it?
But also cheap.
And cheaper.
Also, yeah, the salary cap going down. So there's a lot of things that have equaled up to why the coaches and why the team has made decisions. Like, at first, you're like, the Raiders are what? They're trading Rodney Hudson. Oh, my God. Right? But then it circles around, and then, okay, you hear Derek Carr, you hear comments, and you put it all together, and like, okay, now I understand what led to that decision. And so the Raiders and what Derek Carr just said right there, they had plenty of opportunity to see Andre James in practice situations when Hudson wasn't practicing because of vet days. And they're like, you know what? We can move on from that guy. This young guy looks pretty good. So that is, again, it's a work in progress, and it's a concept. It has to work, and that's what they're working on right now to make it work.
I think making it work is good. I think they find a certain confidence in their own ability to evaluate where Andre James is and where Alex Leatherwood can be. I have faith in Tom Cable that they're going to do the right thing and find the right guys. But we've also talked about dynamic offense for the Las Vegas Raiders. Can they expand the playbook? Can Derek Carr start finding the mismatches downfield before relying on the checkdowns? That question was brought up to Derek Carr on taking risks on offense. This is what he had to say.
Able to do it. Now, that doesn't just mean receivers. You know, that means up front too. You know, as Coach Gruden will say, he wants completions. You know, I don't care what they are. I want completions. You know, and that's drill. I mean, that's when I wake up, I'm thinking his voice, completions. You know, and so now that you know, last year we brought Nelly in, we drafted Henry. Zay can fly. You know, we got guys that can go Waller. Obviously, we know that. And then the O line. And there's a certain time to. You know, I know based on our relationship now, we're going on 4 years, so I know when he calls a certain play and when he calls the certain play, what he's expecting, where he expects that ball to go versus certain coverages. So early on it was hard, but now it's I can't say it's easy. There's nothing in this game that's easy, but it's easier because I know what's expected. I know what he wants, and I've told you guys 100 times, I'm just trying to do exactly what he wants, you know, every single time. And I don't do it perfect every time, but that fine line of, you know, if he expects the ball to go there, then now he expects the receiver to make that play or win, you know. And like he'll say, you know, if he can't win, we'll find another guy that can. You know, if you can't throw it there, we'll find another guy that can throw it there. You know, that's just how coach coaches. And so the demand is there, and the knowing of the offense and what he wants. You know, again, you know, offenses I've been in the past are like this, you know, with Coach Gruden, it hasn't stopped yet, you know, and we're in 4 years, we're still adding, you know, and we're still going, we're still pushing that envelope. So.
All right, Derek Carr there. He says, if we can't find the right guys on the position for the receiver, if we can't find the right guys to make the catch or to run the right routes, then we'll win.
Yes.
We will find the eventual solution.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get it there, we will find other guys that can get it there.
Mm-hmm.
There, even in the fourth year, there is nothing comfortable about what John Gruden is doing on this team.
Because they haven't won. Clay, they haven't made the playoffs yet. I mean, they're still working to get there. And I think you have to push. You have to demand. You have to preach that you want more. Because what we've done so far hasn't been good enough. And yeah, the receivers need to win. You know, any receiver can get open against zone. It's run into a spot. Now, you got to catch it, certainly. But a lot of times, you know, as a play caller, you think about Coach Gruden and his situation. He's going to sequence plays and anticipate what the defenses are going to give him. I mean, that's game planning and everything, right? And so he's expecting something that happens on the field. And, okay, I have a quarterback that can get me out of trouble if we sense trouble. Okay, check. Now, if I'm expecting a certain coverage or a certain defensive scheme, but yet I'm wrong and they go something different, do I have the players out there that can still win? And so if I'm confident as a play caller that way, then I can call any play in the playbook.
Derek also brought up the fact that after 4 years of plays, we are still adding more. We're still doing more and adding more. How different will this offense look this year as opposed to last year? I have a feeling it's going to look very similar, but there will be nuances that will be, you know, created to create more matchups in favor for the Raiders.
Because of the talent and who they have on the field, Clay, you can see Darren Waller playing wide receiver more because you have Foster playing more tight end because he's healthy.
Oh, okay.
You can have 2 running backs, 3 tight ends on the field. And you're like, okay, what are they doing? And they shift to a widespread formation. We have running backs in the slot. I mean, it's endless what you can do. Now, the plays will be the same concepts that you do with 3 wide receivers or 2 wide receivers or whatever, but by changing up the personnel, you also change up the personnel defensively because they got to match up to that.
That's right.
It's a guessing game.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go out there and dime if they're out there in 23 personnel with heavy packages because they'll run the ball down your throat. This offense, I think, for what Gruden and the personnel people that he's surrounded himself with really stresses out a defense. It can. They got to execute it, though, and they got to have that offensive line come together. It's a lot to be excited about. Let me say that emphatically right now. There's a lot to be excited about, but it has to come together, and it starts with that offensive line.
Oh, I love it, man. And there is a lot to be excited about. That offensive line's got to be able to hold up and allow Derek to continue this, you know, continuity that he's had from year to year.
You got to run the ball. Running the ball is key, too. That's the focus I'm on, you know, moving people against their will, running the ball to allow Derek Carr and Coach Gruden to get into the category of the playbook that everybody wants to see them get into.
Yeah, and we're dying for it. And maybe that has to do with certain guys on the field that if they can start electrifying everyone that they think they can, like a Henry Ruggs can elevate and electrify what this offense can do, maybe things can change because Derek was asked about, when will Henry Ruggs become a focal point? Can he emerge to that? Obviously, Darren Waller is in a position of himself. But what is up about Henry Ruggs this year that makes him different? And I like what Derek said here because there is something about Henry Ruggs coming in and the work he put in to look a little different and to be a little different. I think it's very important to see that translate on the field. It's about winning games, but it's also about Henry Ruggs showing everybody why he was drafted so high. This is Derek Carr on Ruggs' progression.
Not ask for it. He's just going to go show you. Hopefully I made that picture correct, you know, and it's exciting because I think everyone that saw him, I mean, he looks bigger, you know, he's hopefully I'll get him to roll his sleeves up a little bit, you know, and show those guns off. But you could tell the mindset was I'm going to go work to be better at what I think I need to be better at. And when he showed back up the violence he was running his routes with, the speed he was coming off the ball with, you know, it made you okay, you know, like it was like you could feel it, you know, as Mr. Mayock would say, you could feel his speed, you could feel his presence. And I think the more he just gets comfortable in this offense, he's definitely comfortable around me, he's comfortable around Gressy, then he's hugging him, joking with him, you know, all that. And those are all good signs, you know, for hopefully being able to give him. I wish everybody could catch 100 balls, you know, I really do. But again, it's hard to take some away from Darren when he's been so productive and good for us. You know, if Darren had, you know, WR next to his name in the depth chart, no one would care. You know, the fact that it's a tight end, like, well, why don't we get it to the, you know, it just is what it is. You know, if Henry can show when we put the pads on and all that, which I'm fully confident he will, then yeah, absolutely. I could see that happening.
Ruggs on being a focal point in the offense. Violent route running. Getting off the ball faster. All the things that we were hoping that he could do last year, it sounds like he took all that to heart to go and remake his system and remake his body, but also remake his philosophies on how he wants to play and taking the criticism and turning all that around into a positive. We're going to hear from Henry Ruggs in the third hour, but if Derek Carr is seeing that already, and obviously he's confident when he puts on the pads, it'll all translate as well, that he could start having a larger role in this offense. And I know you got balls that have to go to Darren Waller, but you know what? If they're going to run the ball a lot more, it's just that even less targets for a guy like Henry Ruggs. So whatever he can do now is going to help him in the long run as this offense gets going, because I don't want to see anybody get left behind that didn't get a chance to show and prove what they could do. Henry Ruggs, it seems like he's got a mindset and attitude now that he doesn't want to leave anything to chance and anyone to like think about anyone else. To be Waller and Ruggs to be a focal point in this offense, because there's a lot of guys in the receiver room now that everyone praises. Who's going to come out on top? I want to see Henry Ruggs do that.
I think you need more than one focal point, though. I mean, absolutely, Darren Waller is a focal point, but what if his team double teams him? You need another player and then another and then another. It's no different than, remember basketball? Okay, who's going to take the rock?
Yeah.
Who's going to take the last shot? Okay, MJ is going to take the last shot. Okay, we're going to do something to stop MJ. But you couldn't stop him. I mean, right? But
BJ Armstrong might be open.
Yeah, or Paxson.
Yep.
It might hit a three to win a championship. So I think the NBA has evolved to the big three. And so in the National Football League, it's no different.
Okay.
So, yeah, Waller, focal point, get it. But we need Josh Jacobs. We need Drake. We need Edwards. We need Ruggs III. We need Renfro. Because now you just stressed out a defense, and you made it easier for you offensively. So the emergence of Henry Ruggs III, if it happens, and if it happens in a big way, that's going to help out everybody. The emergence of Edwards, that's going to help out everybody. You know, the consistency and the Pro Bowl level of caliber of play of Josh Jacobs, that's helping out everybody. And so there's plenty of balls out there. I mean, you're thinking about the Raiders last year, just last year, Clay. What did they attempt?
Let's see, they had
550 right. passing attempts.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of balls. There's plenty of targets. 550?
Got to be able to find some for Zay Jones, Willie. And
yeah.
Like,
but you have to be that viable target, though. And I think Derek Carr, Ruggs has got 13 pounds heavier.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. So, you know, with the pads on, he still has his speed. The ability is there. The consistency and just making sure you can demonstrate that you're consistent that way on the field, he'll get more targets, no doubt.
All right. I love it. We'll come back with a little more Derek Carr sound. I love what he talked about on getting chemistry with the wide receivers. And he said something very interesting that I think now eliminates the word youth and young forever mm-hmm. as far as it's concerned for the Raiders offense. But now is the time for you to get ready and call 702-365-9200. Because caller number 24, in tribute to the Hall of Fame, Charles Woodson, you will get a pair of tickets for the Rolling Stones at Allegiant Stadium this coming November 6th. Tickets are on sale at 10 o'clock after the show today, rollingstones.com, but you can win them before you can buy them. Be caller number 24 at 702-365-9200 here on Pritch and Clay. You win them before you buy them with your good friends here on Raider Nation Radio. Let's go! Flowers and my love hope never to come back. All right, congratulations to Raider Nation Radio listener, a big-time Raider fan. So happy to won the tickets for the Rolling Stones. He listens every day, working over at KB Homes, John Kaufman. Congratulations! You and a friend are going to see the Stones on November 6th in the most coveted rock concert at Allegiant Stadium. The Stones are coming to Vegas, and you will be there, John, thanks to Raider Nation Radio and Pritch and Clay.
That's a pretty good Friday morning so far, right?
Yeah. John, been a faithful listener, listening every day, waiting for his moment. And it finally happened. It paid off.
Yeah, congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, it pays to listen to Raider Nation Radio and Pritch and Clay. Thanks again to everybody. And, the phones continue to call. People want that. They want those tickets, man.
You have another pair to give away?
I wish I did.
Yeah. But, no, this weekend, I mean, it's Vegas, right? And I know COVID is coming back with a vengeance right now. But yet, we're going to persevere still, right? And we got the Gold Cup this weekend, and a lot of people are excited about that. 65,000?
Amazing.
I mean, it's the first sporting event with capacity with fans. Like, we've had the Raiders, we've had the Rebels, you know, we've had that from a sporting event standpoint. We had concerts where they had Garth Brooks and they had Ilium, I think it was.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And, you know, other stuff. But this is like Gold Cup. That's the preview of every home game the Raiders are going to have, basically.
Yeah,
9 of them.
A passionate fan base is coming together. You start with the Gold Cup, you're getting a good idea of what you're going to be in for.
From all over the world. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine 9 home games, like what's going to happen this Sunday with the Gold Cup? That's 9 more of those.
That's 9 more of those. 9 more New Year's Eves on a schedule.
Hopefully more when they make the playoffs.
That's right. As 211 says, when they sweep the division and get a home playoff game.
That's 10.
Yeah, that's 10.
Yeah, win the division, got a home playoff game. That's 10.
Thing. See, that could happen.
Sure.
That could happen.
Have a hell of a record. You host the AFC Championship game. That's 11.
Oh, yeah. See, I like that. I like these round numbers we're getting to. These are nice prime numbers we're working with. From the text line, real quick, 69187, I want to play this comment. We'll have to do it in the next hour. But the thought was, somebody's asking, Pritch, what does it mean? That word stood out to me when Carr talked about Ruggs was violent. Carr said Ruggs is running his routes with violence. What does that mean? That's from the text line, 69187.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand that one because, you know, a lot of times they haven't had pads on yet, right? So I'm trying to figure that one out too, describing that one. Like,
maybe
is
like
he,
quick
is,
cuts or
well,
something
is
like
he
that?
Getting, does he just look ferocious when he's running his routes? Like, is he running it with intent? Like, or there's some intensity with him as a player, which, you know, only a quarterback can sense that, right?
Okay.
But getting a guy's hands off you at the line of scrimmage, you know, slapping their hands down and just knocking people around that way at the top of the route, I mean, that could mean violent too. But
yeah.
Either way, it's standing out. It's something that's noticeable. So I'm curious to see some video on that, to be honest with you.
Mayock and Derek Carr both said you can feel his speed this year. Have you ever been around somebody on the field where you could feel speed?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hell, man, we had a guy that I played with. His nickname was Heat.
What a great name.
It was Heat.
Heat?
Because that's how you felt. That guy could run so fast. It was just Heat. You could feel it. You can sense it. On the field, man, it's just different. And that's the ability Henry Ruggs III has. He has the ability to be different. And you gotta find those kind of players and then make the most of them. And hopefully those players, they understand that, and they understand it sooner than later. And it sounds like Henry Ruggs III this offseason, that kicked in for him.
I love it. This is where we go into the third hour. We want to play the parts of Henry Ruggs' press conference next, because the look on his face and the determination behind the words behind that, it should let you further know that this is going to be a different kind of Henry Ruggs this year, and we cannot wait to see that come to fruition. It's Raider Nation Radio with Pritch and Clay on your Friday. Back after this.